That's a shame, but I can't say that I'm surprised. Tommy said that he thought his mum was drinking again, but he won't talk to us much because he really hated his time in the children's home. The situation at home was very difficult because he was in conflict with his mum, and we hoped that things would improve for him out of the family, but in fact he worried so much about his little brother that he felt guilty about not being there to protect him. He couldn't settle and talked still about getting a flat with his girlfriend and then looking after his little brother.
Yeah. When I took over the case, the social worker that briefed me told me to keep a close eye on the family because she was worried that the boy's mum would slip back into drinking. But we haven't seen any real signs of it until recently when the nursery school teacher and the school nurse told us that they were worried about Alfie, that's Tommy's brother. He seems malnourished and has come to school several times without clean clothes. He has also missed too many days of school this term. We have had him hospitalised for dehydration thanks to the doctors, but we can't let him go home. His mother is okay with the hospital stay, but gets extremely agitated when we mention a children's home, and foster care is just impossible for her to contemplate at the moment. We wondered what Tommy is saying about all of this, because he has become very important in the family with the death of his father and his sister.
He is finding it difficult because he knows what his mother is like, but at the same time he doesn't want to see the remains of his family disappear. He might be more open to the idea of foster care because Alfie is so young and could perhaps find that easier than the home system. Adoption is out of the question because Tommy still dreams of a kinship adoption for his brother.